SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Judel Katrina Fernandez mula Ateneo de Manila University sa International Research Forum on the Philippines dito sa La Trobe University. Magandang araw, Judel.
Magandang araw din po.
Yung undergrad thesis mo at pinresent mo dito sa forum ay tungkol sa Bastards of Diaspora. So yung third generation.
Kung third culture kids po.
Third culture kids. Unang-una, ipaliwanag mo sa amin, ano ba yung third culture kids?
Basically, the definition of third culture kids is a child who grew up away from his or her parents' culture or passport culture.
So, pag sinabi mong passport culture, ibig sabihin, ito yung kung saan lumaki or isinilang yung mga magulang.
Apo.
So, kumbaga, yung tinubo ang lupa.
Yes po. That's the first culture. And then the second culture would be the place where the parents migrated to. And so the kid becomes a third culture because he has a part of the first culture and the second culture, but no ownership of either one.
So kumbaga, yung identity niya or yung pagkakilanlan niya ay pumapagitna dun sa kultura ng magulang at yung nakagisna ng magulang doon sa nakagisna nila o kinalakhan nilang kultura.
Opo, pero in either one, wala, hindi siya umuugat. The kid isn't able to be rooted in either one of the culture.
Pero nakaka-relate siya sa dalawa. Bakit ka nagkaroon ng interest sa gantong issue or topic?
I became interested in this topic because I myself is a third culture. And then I read this short poem online that said, "Too foreign for home, too foreign for here, never enough for both." And I always thought that I resonated with that poem, but then I had no idea what it meant or anything. But then I realized na there was actually a term pala for people like me. And then I learned that it was called third culture kids, and I wanted to study it more. And I'm like, what is this? If there's actually like a term for us, if there's actually something that relates to us, maybe if I study it, then I'll be able to know myself more and be able to be more accepting of what I am, because as a third culture kid, marami akong nararamdaman na like gaps, yun nga. And then that was explained through my research of what third culture kids are, and really helped me kind of like, ganun pala yun. So parang mas naintindihan ko yung sarili ko, and at the same time I think I was able to accept more of what I am, and as a result know more my capabilities and possibilities as a person.
Bakit mo sila tinawag na bastards of a diaspora? Mga anak sa labas.
Parang, kasi yun nga, parang play of words. I thought it would be catchy. Pero yun nga, bastards of the diaspora, in a sense na parang hindi sila talaga anak ng isang kulturang to. And at the same time, hindi rin sila really parang totoong anak ng ito. Parang, kasi diba parang yung mga, sometimes anak sa labas, parang medyo na-displace. There's a feeling of displacement. And at the same time, parang as a third culture kid, that's what you feel. You don't really belong. Parang you don't have a sense of identity. San ba ako dapat lulugar? Parang ganun.
Pero may mga iba rin na tumi. Kasi parang pag sinabi mong bastards of diaspora.
Negative. Right. So parang I'm connoting na kagad na negative siya. But I do realize, I do know na as a third culture kid, there are also like a positive syempre, and I know quite a bit of third culture kids who actually embrace being a third culture kid, but like, and I acknowledge that like there are a lot of positive things in being a third culture kid. Like for instance, it's easier for you to relate with people of other cultures. Parang may multiculturalism, madali ako makipaghalo-bilo sa mga tao. Parang mas naiintindihan ko where a person is coming from in relation to their culture. But what I was focusing on in my study is like the philosophical issue that comes out of it, or like the more fundamental aspect of it. I'm not really trying to like just bring out the negative, but more of like I'm trying to get to the bottom of like what it is to be a third culture kid. Kasi even if let's say na may mga positive siya, even if it's a good thing to be a third culture kid, parang there's that underlying fact nga, or there's that not necessary, like there's that feeling that parang may pagka-displacement talaga. Even if you say like I embrace how I grew up, my culture. Pero like at the end of the day, it's like where do you really belong? Where is your home?
Sa pag-aaral mo, ano yung nahanap mo na kasagutan sa where is your home?
Actually, until now, like even though I've accepted na like at where I am, even though I've accepted my pagiging third culture kid, it's like I always still like have trouble kasi in the Philippines, when I went back to the Philippines, when I'm asked where I'm from, I always say I'm from Saipan. But then when I was in Saipan, when people ask me where I'm from, I would say the Philippines. And then so napaisip nga ako, where do I belong ba talaga? Pero until to this day, when people ask me where I'm from, like in the Philippines, they know I'm the island girl, I'm from Saipan. And I know that if I go back to Saipan, I'd still say, you know, I'm from here. And then, or like I'm from the Philippines. So, yun, it's like something that doesn't really go away.
Yun ba kasi nung umalis ka ng Pilipinas, medyo malaki ka na?
Yeah, I was 8. So, a third culture kid is a child who migrated during the developmental age, which is like around 4 to 18 years old.
So, paano nabubuo yung panibagong identity? O mayroon bang nabubuo yung panibagong pagkakilanlan or identity?
As a third culture kid po ba, or when you migrated to the
third culture?
Yes, definitely I think so. Kasi like even if I was from the Philippines, even if I was kahit lumaki ako sa Pilipinas and nakilala ko yung kasi I medyo malaki na ako eh, so I was able to grasp some of the cultural things. And then when I moved to Saipan, there was a lot also na that I learned as an islander, as an like, because there are a lot of natives there, na islanders, and then I learned a lot from them. And then when I moved back to the Philippines, parang it's a collaboration talaga. Although it is a positive thing, there's also really that like an sentimental parang feelings talaga, and like parang there's a clash. There are a lot of clash of cultures. Like when I first moved, when I moved back to the Philippines after high school, and it was around June, so it was like my birthday. Nakasanayan ko po kasi where I'm from in Saipan. When it's your birthday, people treat you. People like take you out. Sila nang lilibre. Tapos pagbalik ko sa Philippines, it's like pag birthday mo, hinahanap ka lahat ng friends mo. Tapos yung pala magpapalibre. So
may mga ibang mga nakaugalian.
Yeah. So there's really like that clash of cultures, but then as time goes by, you just like really learn to go with it and appreciate it.
So tulad mo, pwede mo bang sabihin na kinukuha mo yung mga maganda sa isang kultura at yung maganda sa isang kultura at binubuo mo siya ng panibago?
Yes, and actually like the awareness that I'm a third culture kid has helped me with that, because in the beginning it's like I really didn't want to be in the Philippines. Parang I felt like parang I was ousting myself, like I felt like because I didn't belong. But then the more I knew about myself, the more I knew what I am, and the more I came to accept that parang I felt like from that time I've grown na okay, it's okay to be a third culture kid, and parang that doesn't mean that you have to disregard the fact na you're a third culture kid, kasi there's still that feeling, there will always be that feeling na parang You're a foreign in your own place. Pero, yun nga, because I know, because I acknowledge myself, because I was able to accept that, parang I'm able to grow from it and learn from it. Pero that's one of the things that, like, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to research more about this topic. Because I know there are other people like me, like a third culture kid, who doesn't know that they're a third culture kid. And then a lot of people around them don't know what third culture kids are. So parang, it's hard to also like respond to third culture kids, but if you know what third culture kids are, if you're aware that these kids exist, then you'll be more compassionate towards them. Because if you don't know, if you have no idea what you are, it's really hard. Parang it's just like parang this feeling na, like it's like an itch na you can't scratch. You just feel it, but you don't know what it is. But then when you know what it is, when others around you know what it is, then you'll be able to respond to it better.
Maraming salamat, Jodel Fernandez mula Ateneo de Manila.
Okay, thank you po.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.